Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki, visiting with Garrett Talcott. He is a member of the Palmyra FFA chapter in Nebraska, recently recognized as a Star Farmer finalist. Garrett, congratulations, first of all. I mean, what an honor. But tell us about what you do.
Oh, from starting out there with a little 14 acres there out on the farm a week back when I was younger, freshman year, to now I'm farming 500 acres, got two combines, then semis, tractors, planters, do excavating, bulldozing work, and do all kinds of stuff out on the farm. You're busy every day out there now. You never got a day off.
Tell me a little bit more about your involvement in FFA, what sort of competitions you did and stuff like that.
We did welding competitions and mechanical competitions. Like one year we had an old motor, an old Brigham Strand motor, and we went up to Beatrice because that was our district area then, and we rebuilt the carburetor and put it all together and had it running for them then. And that kind of got me really mechanically into stuff because I started restoring tractors and all that kind of stuff too. So I loved mechanical parts of everything. And this way, if a piece of equipment breaks, I just fix it myself because I got all the tools and all the equipment to do it.
It sounds like you learned a lot of technical skills in FFA. What else were you learning as you were going through your FFA experience?
Oh, we learned a lot of, like, parliamentary procedure, how you kind of do business. Because now I was on the Bennett Foundation, and we put in a splash pad and everything. I'm on the Bennett Rural Fire Department then as a volunteer. Been on the 4-H Foundation and for Odo County. Kind of taught you through FFA all kinds of things so you know for the future then.
When did you decide that becoming a star finalist is what you wanted to shoot for?
Oh, a long time ago. We figured we'd shoot for it and see what we could do. Figured probably wouldn't get it, but you never knew.
So now you're among only 16 in the nation, and so many people are looking up to you. What do you tell those people who are trying to get to where you are?
Oh, you just got to keep on trying and keep on doing what you love. Don't give up on yourself because it's not the easiest thing. You can have some pretty hard days, and you can have it where you go, well, am I going to make it to the end of the year before I go broke, or am I going to be able to pull it out? And just kind of got to watch what you do and keep on trying and don't give up, and people will always be looking out for you too. And you ever ask an old farmer for advice or something, he'll always help you out.
You make a really good point about not everything goes the way you plan. Tell me about a moment that you just hit rock bottom and had to build yourself up.
Oh, like this year, I bought a new combine, went to use it, and I figured, oh, my old combine's getting wore out, so I'd buy a new one, and feeder house brakes on it, all kinds of things started to break on it, and it's an 09 John Deere, and then we just had to figure out how to fix it and work through it and get that all done then.
What has surprised you the most about this whole process?
Oh, just all the phone calls you get, everybody wanting to do interviews, coming down doing 6 hours of video or more, and just all kinds of stuff. Everybody wants to know what you're doing.
Anybody who watched the news knows that flooding hit Nebraska severely. Did that affect you, or how did that play out for you?
Nope, it didn't affect us anywhere we're at, but through the fire department, I came in with my pickup and flatbed, and we were doing a fundraising at Walmart there off Highway 2 in Lincoln, and we ended up getting, Walmart donated a whole bunch of pallets of water, so we ended up going to the Salvation Army. I hauled a 25-foot gooseneck flatbed trailer full of cases of water to the Salvation Army then.
It sounds like you have an incredible impact on your community, but who has been an impact in your life?
Oh, my parents and grandparents and FFA advisor. He's always there to help me out. And all the farmers around, they're always looking out for you and making sure you can keep doing what you like doing. And that's the way, since I was a little kid, I couldn't even push the clutch in on a tractor, and I'd be driving by everybody's house on a little open cab tractor in the middle of winter hauling hay to the cows. They just kind of look at you, and they knew who it was. And then going down the road is a little 7 or 8 year old boy.
So many young elementary students, FFA members, think that you are just, you know, you've hit your peak. But where do you go from here? What's next for you?
Oh, I just plan on expanding, hoping to buy some property in the future, and keep growing it out to a few more acres, and just keep getting bigger.
The message at FFA this year is, how will you change the world? What are you doing to change your world?
Oh, it's just helping out the younger kids and making sure they got what they need and they know that they can do it if they put their mind to it and just keep on trying on it and don't give up on yourself ever is the key to success.
Is there anything else you wanted to add about this?
Thanks to everybody for getting me to where I am and thanks to all the landlords for helping me out and letting me rent their land and everybody that's helped me over the years get to this point.
That was Garrett Talcott. He's a member of the Palmyra FFA chapter in Nebraska, recognized as a Star Farmer finalist. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.